Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:04. This part of the program is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. Go to RadioAlice.com. We have a whole list of resources, places that you can, you know, put in your help. I'm looking at some of these texts here. 415, we had ashes falling in Novato. The ashes were everywhere. I'm sure they were thick in Novato as you were just south of it. But man, we woke up. It looked like snow had fallen at our house yesterday and everywhere.
Valley.
Yes. In southern Marin. And then Yuzi, I was talking to Yuzette and she was saying like all the cars were coated in ash down here. And it's just, it's horrendous. So find ways to help. Visit Alice at RadioAlice.com. The 2017 NBA champions return to Oracle Arena Friday, October 13th for Kevin Durant NBA Finals MVP bobblehead night. Find verified official tickets at Warriors.com. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tales and Ales, happening this Saturday, October 14th. Get your tickets now at talesales.org. Yuzi is going to be out there for a little bit.
That's right. That's this Saturday. I think I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay. People can stop by around lunchtime, say hello. You'll have your little doggy with
you. Yeah, it'll be a nice relief. Animals will be out there, so you can come, let them comfort you.
Oh. You know, the
man, I love dogs. They're the best. I watch on Facebook. I watch these two dogs play with a balloon. They just kept jumping in the air and bouncing it up. And they're tag teaming the thing. They're both like, I go, hits the thing. And I'm just, I could watch that for, I replay.
Yep.
I'm just laughing. My kid comes over. What are you watching? I'm like, watch these dogs. They're great.
Does she have any feelings towards dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. They weren't great towards Willa when she was around. But she seems to love dogs great now that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was just Willa was kind of in your face a lot.
She's at face level for Willa.
Yeah. So it's, right.
You know, harder for her. And that dog's tail, I'm sure.
Whipped
slapped her
more
a couple
than once,
times.
For sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I whip my tail back and forth.
Tails and Ales is when?
This Saturday.
Cool.
It's on between Melania and Ivana Trump.
That's too bad because Ivana was saying they're great friends. Like they chat all the time.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's what she was saying on CBS this morning.
Well, that's over because she said some other stuff that apparently Melania didn't like because when her office responded, it was it's like it's a throwdown, man. So Ivana has a book out. I don't see the name of it here.
Ivana is the first wife. Donald Trump.
Right.
Oh, that's why she's all over our TV.
Yes. So she did. I can't remember. Yuzi, what was it, like NBC Sunday morning
no,
or something?
No, it was CBS this morning with Jane Pauley and Jim Axelrod interviewed her.
All right.
And so, she's mother to the first three kids?
She is. Ivana, Donald Jr., and Eric.
Right.
Dad.
So Ivana, and she's... It's funny because she's the one we knew about. Like when, I don't know, when Donald Trump started to be famous, like it was Ivana Trump. I mean, I remember them going through the big divorce and it was, you know, she was a delight. She's had lots and lots of stuff done to her face. Like it's, I don't want to say monstrous, but it's monstrous.
Well, she's kind of the definition of the rich socialite lady, right?
Yes.
I mean, she's no Catwoman. But
no, she's not.
No, but she's the distorted-faced, older socialite lady with all the money and the weird accent. I mean, she's like the...
Romanian.
She's what's called the Czech...
Oh, the Czech Republic. No, that's right. That's right. Anyway, She is she's, you know, she's promoting this book. Right. I don't know what this memoir is. I don't see the title of it here. But she said some stuff that apparently pissed off Melania, or at least pissed off Melania's office, where she basically said, you know, I'm the first wife, so I am really the first lady. Do you have the... Yeah, okay.
Raising Trump is the name of the book.
Oh, Raising Trump?
Yes.
Funny. First lady.
I mean, it's funny. She is, right?
It is. It's, sure, she was the first Trump wife.
I can see how someone might feel a little territorial, like, zip it. You're not the first lady. Don't be out in the press doing that.
Right. We get that you have to sell books, which is basically what they said. So Melania Trump decided not to let that stand. Her spokeswoman said, Mrs. Trump loves living in Washington, D.C. Oh, because she said I would hate living there because it's so hard for her because just on and on about how she must hate Washington and how she would personally hate to live there and this poor Melania who's trapped in Washington. So her spokesperson said, Mrs. Trump loves living in Washington, D.C. and is honored by her role as First Lady of the United States. She plans to use her title and role to help children, not sell books. There is clearly no substance to this statement from an ex. This is unfortunately only attention-seeking and self-serving noise. I know, it's so funny. Ugh. Ivana says that she has no problems at all with Melania in her book. Let me see if I can find some more of those quotes.
I just want to hear you do the voice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It says, here's the stuff about her being in Washington. I think for her to be in Washington must be terrible. It's better to her than me. I would hate Washington. Would I straighten up the White House in 14 days? Absolutely. Can I give the speech for 45 minutes without the teleprompter? Absolutely. Can I read a contract? Can I negotiate? Can I entertain? Absolutely. But I would not really like to be there. I like my freedom. So they're saying that was a dig against Melania.
All right.
It's adorable. Oh my God, the first ladies-ish feuding.
Everything's easy to her. It must be great.
Oh, it must be.
Oh, she says she lives a fabulous life.
I'm sure she does.
Fabulous. In the spring, she lives here. The summer, she lives there. She goes back and forth and... I was just like, oh,
she
lady.
Walked off with all the dough, right?
Yeah.
What was her quote? Like, don't get mad. Get everything.
Oh. I don't know.
I like it.
Hilarious. They were showing some pictures of like her with the young Trump kids. And they were an adorable little family.
She won't even mention, what's her name? Marla Maples.
Oh, she calls us the showgirl. Ugh, the showgirl. Anyway, that's what's happening in that world. Whatever's happening in your world, rest assured, Ivana Trump is selling a book. You can read that while you're dealing with whatever's happening. Talking about celebrity relationships here and how, you know, basically all of them are long-distance relationships, at least some of the time. And People magazine asked a bunch of different celebrities, like, how do you make a long-distance relationship work for the rest of us, you know? Celebrities, they're just like us. Khloe Kardashian thinks it's important to FaceTime a lot. Watch your favorite TV show over FaceTime or do something productive like go for a run or organize your closets together.
I think FaceTime is such a neat thing to help people connect, but I hate it.
I 100% agree with you.
I hate it. I don't want to do it.
I look terrible on it.
It's just not.
Like, if you've got something
specific. I can't
see
anything. Oh, God damn it, Mom. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. My hand dropped and you're looking at the ceiling. I'm sorry. I don't need to see you.
Right. I know what you look like. It's great when you've got something specific to show someone.
For my mom and the kid, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They spend real time together.
Right.
I don't want it.
No. I just want to, I don't even really want to talk on the phone.
And I don't want a relationship that's dependent on it either.
Right.
So I feel bad for her that that's something that she's found work. Well, she seems to
love it.
Be a pretty modern chick with all the tweeting and the
selfies.
You're
talking about Khloe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, she's saying.
Yes, I thought you were talking about your mom's.
No, we're jumping off the FaceTime with your boyfriend. That's the way you watch a show together. No.
We watch our TV shows together and everything. My kids are always on FaceTime. They FaceTime all their friends.
They do.
They do. They just, and they do it like when they're doing homework or just like hanging out and sitting in their rooms. They just have someone on FaceTime and that person has them on and they're just sitting on the desk. It's a total normal all the time thing.
Wow.
Like usually if I knock on the door and go in there, I'm always like looking to see who's on the phone. Like who are you talking to? Who's that?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's great. I have no interest in it. What's like, I don't need someone observing me as I'm, you know, watching a TV show.
Well, it's better they've got some connection, some other human connection than none.
Right.
So.
That's what the kids are up to. Miles Teller, he's been in a few things lately. Was he in that one where they were running the guns across Blood Money or...
War Dogs.
I don't know this.
He was
guy.
Also you'd know in him. Fantastic Four.
You'd recognize him.
He has a bad reputation in Hollywood.
Though. Does he? Why is that?
He's very difficult to
work
with.
That's the drum boy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I think he got an Oscar. Did he get
no,
an
Oscar? No, it was the other guy. It was...
he's in Whiplash?
J.K. Simmons.
Simmons got the Oscar.
So he plays the student.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a great movie.
He says, don't text. He says, the problem with people texting all the time is that if you're texting someone everything you're doing throughout the day, there's no catch-up. It removes the recap, and I think that's important. It's actually not completely off base.
Miles says this?
Miles. Huh. This is for how to keep a long-distance relationship happening.
I saw something on Facebook. If you guys can find it, mm-hmm. It's such a cute little video. It's the modern-day dating nightmare. And it's a girl. Did I tell you this already?
No.
The girl meets this boy, and she's like, so, what's your Instagram? She takes a picture and then goes, what's your Instagram? I'll tag you. And he goes, I don't have that. And she goes, what? And well, what are you on Twitter? Oh, I don't have that. And he pulls out this janky little, you know,
flip phone.
And it goes, wah, 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 like, no. And she's sitting there with her girlfriends and she's like, I took this great picture of my boobs and I don't have anyone to send it to. And they go, well, how does he send you D-pics? And she goes, he doesn't. And they're like, oh my God. And they go on this fact finding. They're all, if he's not on all these social media websites, does he even exist? And they go on this whole, it's really cute and funny. Almost too true, though, right?
I posted it on the Serendipity Facebook page.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Send
dumb.
Send me a link to that, would you? Owners?
You got it.
But it's there it is. Like,
it's really true these days.
They're looking him up and he's not on, he doesn't have a Pinterest. He's not on Facebook. Now you go. He didn't even have MySpace.
I think I might have even had a MySpace. Like,
that was my first thing.
Yeah, you said. Well,
of course.
Everyone was on it, so I'm like, okay. So I kind of sign up on there, and then I just looked at it and like picked the wallpaper and didn't have anything to say. All right, I guess I'm done with that.
I thought really setting that page up made me feel like a computer programmer.
Oh, yeah. You can arrange it any way you want.
Gives you a box where you write stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit enter.
Ooh. Claire Danes, she's pro-texting to an extent. This is getting back to the original thing when we started talking about this 10 minutes ago. Long-distance relationships, how celebrities can make them work.
Uh-huh.
Claire Danes is pro-texting as opposed to Miles Teller, who said don't do it. She says, we talk a lot, we text a lot, we send each other photos of our toes, dumb stuff. I think it's dangerous when you go into reporting mode, when you just kind of list things that you've done that day, which I think was Miles Teller's point. It's true. You don't have to have a thread going at all times.
I'm eating.
Yeah, everyone eats a couple times a day. Right.
I just went to the bathroom.
This will make you go.
Oh, boy.
Nicole Kidman. Digs the old-fashioned love note she gets from Keith Urban. For every single night he's away, he leaves me a love letter. every single night of our relationship.
There's a lot of pressure there.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard being married.
That's a precedent he would love to break.
Yes, he wishes that he did not do that. How many nights must a couple like that? So what is he? Now, does he mail them? Does he just go, okay?
It's got to be an email.
It's going to be a... Yes.
It's got to be an email. And I imagine each one of those starts as a resignation letter. And then he goes...
I quit.
I really do love you, but I want to stop writing these.
And Amanda Seyfried says, you just have to set limits as to how far you can... have someone be. She says, never date someone who doesn't live in your country. It's fine to go out of the country, you know, if you are traveling for, but don't, you know, if you live in the United States, don't date someone who lives in Croatia.
You know, the first thing I thought of when you said that, because I actually don't think celebrities should be the ones that talk about this. Mm-hmm. None of their relationships last.
Or are normal in any way.
Right. But I was thinking that Brad and Angie had put it out there that they were not doing movies at the same time.
Yes.
And that seemed like a pretty smart move. They mm-hmm. allowed one person to fully jump into a project and the other supported that.
Right.
And hung with
and,
the family.
Right. Kept the family going.
That seemed like a smart way to do it.
Right up until he banged that girl on the set of Allied. And then it just didn't seem
Marion
like a good
Cotillard.
Idea.
Damn.
Well, you really think he did that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? You
well, I mean,
too?
They
well,
all
Brent
deny
and I saw
it,
the
but...
movie. I mean, man.
What? Do they have chemistry?
Strong oh. chemistry.
Yeah.
It was.
But then I thought she was pregnant
she
by
was.
Her boyfriend,
yeah.
husband, whatever.
Yep.
Well, who knows? Let's see.
You
if,
think Brad's a dad?
If they go on Maury.
Oh. You oh. are the mama, Brad Pitt. And then Angie's, I told you.
Yeah, they they all deny it vehemently, so I'm sure that that's true.
Right.
That they didn't.
Do you have more info on that Harvey Weinstein stuff?
I do. I'm going to do it at 7.
Oh, okay, great.
I have
great.
A ton of stuff on that. It's
crazy.
It is crazy.
It makes your stomach sink, though.
It does.
Yeah.
Knowing what people
pig.
Have gone through.
Do you have any info on the Star Wars trailer?
No. What do you know about the
Tell you didn't
me.
Watch it?
I didn't watch it yet.
Did anyone watch it?
I didn't watch I'm not a Star Wars
It
person.
Aired last night on
Is
Monday
it?
Night Football,
Is
I
it?
Think, for the first time,
yeah.
didn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
tell me.
It's so good. I mean, it really...
This is for the one...
That's
the
coming out in
Last
December.
Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the...
The new one.
Episode 8?
Oh, well, who knows
don't,
what
yeah,
episode
don't do
the
that.
Next
That's
one. The next
confusing.
One the
Well,
series,
I get it confused
everyone.
Because it's going right. to be a Han Solo
yeah,
standalone.
Yeah, it's not that one. That
okay,
was
this is the next one after
yeah,
the one...
Yeah, this is the one coming out okay. in December. So it just, it you know, it shows the whole kind of the plot, which is, you know, it looks like she's going to get captured and... tortured and they show all the new kind of crazy mechanical fighting machines that are going to be in this next one and they show the new emperor how gnarly he looks so I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page the video
Send me a link,
and I'll put that on your wall as well
thank you okay, at the movies this weekend, as expected, Blade Runner 2049 was number one. However, it did way worse than they were hoping. It cost about $200 million to make and market, apparently. And I'll tell you, the problem with it is it's 2 hours and 43 minutes long. Mm. That's the only problem I had with that movie, because I thought it was absolutely great. It made about $31 million. And it's far below what they had. I think they said it's, you know, it's only half of what they thought it might make.
Oh.
They say that they feel like a movie like this will stay in the box office for a long time because they simply can only schedule so many showings. There's only so many hours in the day and a movie, you know, with a movie that's 90 minutes long, they can air that 10 times a day or whatever.
Oh, sure.
And with a 2-hour and 43-minute movie, like the screening numbers are lower.
Yeah, but also the attachment to the original Blade Runner is not nearly as strong as, say, Star Wars.
Right.
So they falsely believed that everyone would run right out. We
right.
need to see the new one.
Well, and there are people who $31 million worth. Let's hope you can make more than that. I guess internationally it did way better than that. It made, you know, let me see. It's not on this, but I was reading this morning. Internationally, it made another 50 or so million, and they think it'll stay in the theaters for a long time and that people will get around to it. But it did not make nearly the splash they were hoping for. The Mountain Between Us, is that the one with Idris Elba and Kate Winslet?
That's right.
That was number two. That made $10 million. It made another almost $10 million. Is up to $304.9 million in its fifth week.
Wow!
It's now the first horror movie to cross the $300 million mark in the U.S.
This week, everyone will be viewing Marshall.
What's Marshall?
It's about Thurgood Marshall, the first African American Supreme Court justice.
Oh,
and how he got to where he was.
Are you doing that with Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy. Rudy's He's back. Coming back.
Our friend Rudy.
Boy, that's
who's in that?
Chadwick Boseman. Do you know who that is? He's the guy that's going to play the new Black Panther in the Marvel. And Josh Gad, also Kate Hudson. And do you know Dan Stevens?
Boy, are they running commercials for that at all?
Yeah, I don't think this is like the first I've heard of this movie.
Well, you got to really, you got to be, you know, keeping an eye on.
Sure. Well, you are the movie guy. You got your finger on the pulse of the
like
movie.
You guys are busy. People.
Yeah, we're super busy.
Backyards and stuff.
You know, all kinds of stuff.
Kids. FaceTiming.
Yeah, backyards, kids.
Yeah. All the stuff. Free like a bird. The only other debut in the top 10 was the My Little Pony movie, which made $8.8 million. And I hear it's a piece of poo. But.
Did you see it?
I was going to, but I don't know. The kids I talked to, they all gave it great reviews. If you're 11 or younger, sure. Are you going to take your kid?
Hope not.
All right.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Keys to happiness.
Oh.
Fun love connection on Twitter. And science has figured out the proper way to dump someone.
Oh, science!
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Don't forget, Pink is coming. We have tickets to see her Beautiful Trauma World Tour at Oracle Arena on May 18th of 2018. And the winning is all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be caller 97 when you hear the cue to call. Cozy should never be costly. From September 27th to October 9th, all IKEA mattresses over $150 will be going at 20% off. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. It's 6:38. I want to begin before we do the report on the firestorm in the North Bay. I want to begin by making this information available to you. Comcast is making Wi-Fi hotspots available for free to assist with communications during the firestorm.
Right.
So as far as I know, it's available right now and will continue to be. This is one way you can Skype, you can connect WhatsApp, whatever. However you...
If you're not getting cell service, you find one of these hotspots and you can let your family or friends know outside the area that you're okay.
You can log in to Comcast Wi-Fi hotspot as a guest, no password required, and that is a way you can communicate with people.
I got a text from George. He said Comcast set up cell towers and someone brought in charging lockers like at Bottle Rock.
Oh, great.
Way to go, Comcast.
Yeah, way to go, Comcast. That's nice of you. Is there a way that we can get locations on those?
Let me look further into that.
Okay.
Is there a breathing mask brand, you know, like... Husky tools,
probably.
Breathing mask.
Home Prada. Depot has Prada.
Prada, is that breathing masks. Right. Anybody make those in the Bay Area, I imagine, Northern Marin could use them. Bad.
Yep.
The news was just on, Sarah. I don't know if you saw it right here when you were sitting here. Some schools are giving them to the kids.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, we tried to brainstorm on what we could do to help, and the only thing I can think of is that. I mean, get the information out.
It's a constant, awful... if you're smelling it right now, we're all smelling it. And it's, those masks can filter that. And we're out of the danger zone. anybody who's didn't leave or wasn't evacuated and they're in the thick of the smoke, it's got to be hell.
Yeah, so on the front page of today's Chronicle, devastation in wine country. I know when I went to bed on Sunday night, there were no reports of fire. And when I woke up at 6 a.m., getting ready to go for a surf, I'd already had a text from Musette that said, "Are you up?" or something to that effect. And yeah. I was like, "Yeah, I'm just getting up. What's going on?" First I heard of the fires was at 6:15 on Monday morning.
Well, they weren't making our news feed at midnight.
And it's a firestorm. There's no other way to describe it.
Right.
We have 11 dead now confirmed. Let me get the acreage correct as well, because they've upped that considerably too. Darn it. It's over 103,000 acres burned.
Oh,
I think it was at
God.
107 was the new update. Over 20,000 people evacuated, 1,500 homes and commercial facilities destroyed. We've already had the text from people who are saying, this place. And if you go on Facebook, people are showing. One of the pictures I saw was a neighborhood as it used to look. All homes, trees, and now, nothing.
Oh, it's so tragic.
All the homes are gone.
It's like chimneys sticking up out of the ground.
It's just so... It's like a hellscape.
So 114. Sorry, Human. Let me just get say this last thing. 114,000 people without power as well.
So the Chronicle last night put up a kind of a collage of before and after shots, and I posted that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page this morning. It's like it's trending. It's pretty like sobering. It's very sad. But it'll give you an idea of what's going on up there.
Well, think about what your own home means to you. And, you know, whether you rent or you own or, you know, that's where that's your place. You are comfortable there. You have your thing, your comfort items. I mean, we all know what home means. And to have that decimated, I mean, think about what these people are going through. It's horrifying. And I think about like, any one of us individually to lose everything and that now make that 20,000 people. It's just incredible. Mm. I'm so, so sorry for anyone who's sitting in a shelter right now and wondering if their house is okay.
Well, that was the other report. We're getting texts to that effect as well. If I could find him in a reasonable amount of time, I'll read him to you. As they would fit. But people were saying that there were curfews put in place in part for your own safety, but also because of looters.
Right.
Which, you know, they always turn up at the...
If you're a looter, you are an effing scumbag.
I was watching a looter on the news yesterday.
Oh, they just had video of it?
Yeah. It was actually live.
This person was picking through, and I thought,
oh, it must be their stuff. But then... As the report went on, no, it's some person that's just looking.
Taking advantage of somebody else's trauma.
Somebody else's run for it moment. And this is when.
Right. I'm always horrified by that. Just, you know, that someone, like, that's where they went in their head. Oh, look, wow, look at all those empty homes. Let's go take all their stuff while no one's there.
There's always some predator out there.
It's so.
Looking to get over.
To
it's
right.
such a drag. Well, anyway, there were people who were waiting out the curfew this morning so they could go north and take a look and see if their house made it. So, and I wasn't able to find the text. I'll read some at the end here, but.
There's so many texts.
There's a lot. And some really nice, like, you know, connecting or hearing our show is a good connection for them. And we're happy to be here. And again, I'll read your stuff. Our text number is 800-400-3697. If you want to text, we'd be happy to read them and get caught up and get connected, especially if you're a breathing mask company.
Yeah, breathing mask companies.
People are saying Grainger masks are good and 3M masks.
We need you.
Yeah. Bring them here and we'll bring them up.
3M masks.
Yeah.
If you could get a dump truck of those over. Real quick.
I'm sure those are sold out everywhere right now.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. All right, on to something else, because that is
what
it
happening.
Is. Right. 2 years ago, a girl in Des Moines, Iowa named Madison O'Neill was going to a wedding with her brother, but that scumbag found a date and left her high and dry.
Oh, she was dating her brother? And
well,
then
no, they weren't dating,
like,
but you know, they were just going to go together to a wedding, and then he said,
I found a date.
I'm going to go with some hot chick.
All right.
Sister. I'm not showing up with my sister. Come on. So there she was, hung out.
Oh, poor thing.
So one day
I think
before,
it's better to go alone than with your brother, like, you know, as a date.
One day before the wedding, she went on Twitter looking for someone to go with. She says, I kind of did it as a joke.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But a guy she knew from high school named Charlie Dorman responded. She was a year behind him in school, and they weren't really friends. In fact, she said she thought he was kind of annoying. But she decided to take him anyway, and they hit it off.
Mm.
At that point, you know, the wedding, when they went on the date, Charlie had already enlisted in the Navy, and 6 weeks after the wedding, he had to leave for San Diego to start boot camp. They've been dating long distance ever since.
That's a very sweet story.
She's at the University of Iowa, and he's still in San Diego. When she went to see him recently before he got deployed, he proposed.
Oh, that's so cute. She was looking for a wedding date, and she sure did find one.
Last week. Oh, God, that is so pathetic.
Don't marry me.
God, I would just say no just based on that whiny voice she put on. Wouldn't you? Yuck.
Be like, ask me again and try to put your big girl voice on.
All right.
You want to link? You want to marry
Yucky.
Me?
Absolutely not. No.
No.
Yeah.
Last week, she reposted the first tweet from 2 years ago that said, hit me up if you want to be my date to a wedding tomorrow. And then she posted a photo of the proposal and said, it's crazy how things work out.
It is crazy sometimes.
Isn't
I mean,
it crazy?
So sweet.
Aww.
I love that.
You want to read one of those?
I'm looking at the text that Bryn has thrown up here. 650 says, we are unsure if our family lake house in Clear Lake is still standing. If anyone has damage reports from Oakmont Drive along the lakeshore, please let everyone know. Yeah, that's, you know, we're not going to be able to do individual street by street stuff, but when they let you back up, that's, can you imagine not knowing until you get
Mm-mm.
back up there?
No. By the way, I got an email, radioalice.com/fires for a bunch of info. Brad
okay.
put up a bunch of sources.
Thanks.
I feel like a lot of people will say, you know, your health is the most important. And it is.
It is, of course.
But I do believe, too, that we like our things. We didn't buy that stuff or save that stuff or carry that stuff around the country because we didn't like it. There's nothing wrong with wanting to know that your stuff is okay.
Right.
And or nothing wrong with being bummed that those family heirlooms and photos and people are writing in about a picture they forgot on the mantle or whatever, and you just go, ah.
Just irreplaceable things.
There's nothing wrong with being bummed about that.
Oh, my God, no. And I just, you know, I mean, I just think about what home means to me and how devastating it would be to lose that. Just the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into your own
well,
house.
Well, and, you know, we're not even there yet, and it's... I've joked that, you know, Christmas is coming, and it is, but this is going to be a horrible holidays for a bunch of people because
yeah.
they're not going to have
they're
any place
not gonna
to stay.
Right.
I think I'm going to skip that main keys to long-term happiness until another break. How about some fast facts?
All right. Good call, Vin.
The U.S. has the highest drinking age in North or South America.
Yeah, U.S. has a high one, 21. Germany, 16.
The boys got hammered,
they,
didn't they?
They were...
Ripped.
Psyched. I wouldn't say ripped. Sean definitely tied one on one of the nights.
Good for him.
Not really.
Why?
Because...
Did he boot?
No.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, no, no.
Way to go, boy.
He only had two. They're big and they're strong, and he only had two, but he... He's a kid who doesn't drink, so he's, you know.
You start cussing and...
No. The next morning he wakes up and he comes downstairs and he looks all bleary-eyed and like, how you feeling? He goes, I felt better. You didn't barf.
Were no crazy confessions. You got nothing.
Oh, no. We walked him home. I mean, it wasn't like he went out without us. And
oh.
Yeah. No. We were all together. We made sure he got home safe.
You didn't let him go ride his buzz somewhere out in Germany?
No, we didn't.
In the red light district?
Nope.
Nothing good.
No.
That is too bad.
Well, I didn't even think of that. Should I just have, like, you know, put a foot in his butt and get out there, kid. Have a good time. See you tomorrow.
You had two beers. Let's see what you can do with it.
No. Oh, my God. I was super worried when he ordered the second beer. I'm like, are you sure about that?
Oh, Mom.
I've never been more sure about anything in my entire life. Right?
Yes.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Again, I want to remind you all that Comcast has opened their Wi-Fi, giving you free access for everyone to communicate. And you just enter in as a guest.
Right.
And it's working up there.
If
so
you can find a hot spot up there, you'll be able to get in touch with people.
I have two friends that live 3 blocks away from each other in, this says Coffee Park. Do they mean Rohnert Park?
No, there is a Coffee Park. And
is
it's,
there?
Yeah. It's like just a neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And it's
Coffee Park. One of them lost everything as of last night and the other one's house was still standing and didn't lose anything.
Mm. Oh, that's in Santa Rosa. Mm.
I'm going south on 101 near Novato, and I just saw 6 fire trucks going north. Some station from somewhere helping out. Yeah, my buddy from San Diego was headed up here and got rerouted to Anaheim and is now posting videos from the Anaheim rescue effort. But yeah, they're coming from everywhere to help. This is a big one. 415 says the evacuation centers all have lists of things they need. Masks is usually one of them. Blankets, pillows, toiletries are always on the list too. Oh, here it is. 707, waiting for the curfew to end at daybreak to drive to Santa Rosa and find out if my home is still standing.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, there's a 408 that says I can help get some masks if you are able to transport. Absolutely.
Yeah, we will find a way.
I have this friend that has like a fleet of 30 cars. He's like, hey, let people know if they need anything. Rides, transportation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get them to us. We'll figure out how to get them up there.
And listen, go look at some of these shelter lists. I mean, a lot of it is stuff like, you know, people flee the house and they've got the diapers that are in their bag. And those last however long. You know, maybe the kid pees a lot, et cetera.
Or, you know what, they were also asking for adult diapers.
Oh, listen. All the toiletries, all the diapers, baby care, comfort items, the pillows and the blankets, cots if you have them. You know, look at the closest evacuation center to you and see what you can do.
I should add before we jump out, because I don't think I did a great job of it in that list of things during the first report. The winds have died down, but there are still fires burning for sure.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
They're hoping today gives them a chance to get a leg up on them, but
get some containment.
It's still happening. So,
fully. All right, we're going to take a quick break. In the celebrity trash, Hooman had asked he wanted to hear about the Harvey Weinstein thing, and there is a ton of stuff about that. Ralphie May died over the weekend, so I've got a little bit about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.